The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I'm Freebeer, one of the hosts, and for those who don't always get here for first shift, which is what we refer to as the early time where we're kind of talking and getting the show going, but mostly just talk about, lots of times end up talking about deeper stuff or other stuff. Today, a lot of times I think for those who miss it, in this case, Hot Wings and Maitland, you both missed it, and Kelly's empty chair, I think sometimes it's easy to feel like, oh, I missed out on something that was pretty important or pretty pertinent, right?
Sometimes, yeah.
And it's hard to get caught up in the same way. You're not going to feel that way today because you missed two of the nerdiest conversations that have ever taken place on the planet. Yeah. The first one, Steve missed partially, but Tommy and I, phone screener Tommy, took a deep dive on who should be the lead character in the next round of Red Dead Redemption. Now, I'm advocating for Sadie Adler, who appears early and throughout the story of Red Dead Redemption 2, when you first meet her in the opening mission, when her house has been ransacked by the dreaded O'Driscolls, led by Cole O'Driscoll, who doesn't have the heart of some of the other people in the game. He's just a savage.
His name's Cole O'Driscoll?
Colm. What did you say, Maitland?
Colmo.
No, not Colmo.
Colmo O'Driscoll.
Like C-O-L-M.
Colm?
It's 1899. Yeah, names were stupid.
Okay, so we're talking about like a game on your Sega? Is that what we're talking about here?
PlayStation 5.
Oh, PlayStation 5.
Okay, so
there's five of those now.
I looked at Tommy and I said, okay, Sega. This is the nerdiest conversation ever, right? And because he had questions and I'm like, no, and there's different endings if you have high honor or low honor.
I see where you're going with this.
And then Steve came in. And
hi. Good morning, I'm Steve.
Yeah. It was almost minute to minute.
Let me pick up this conversation where it picked up. And then I busted in and said, guys, I got a call from my train man yesterday.
Your train man?
Okay.
Are you a train kid now?
I'm a train man, Kelly. I'm 44.
He got a call from his trainer, Kelly.
This is special.
Oh, it's a voicemail.
So months ago, Freebeer told me, or I came in one day saying, hey, guys, Nikki, my son, who's now three, he's like most kids, super into trains because of Thomas the Train.
Sure.
And all he wants to do is talk about trains and ride on trains and anything train related.
Yeah.
So I decided it was finally the time to pull out this big box that my dad had given me years ago of all of his trains from when he was a little kid. Mm-hmm. These things are 70 years old.
Right.
In some cases, older than my dad. My dad's 76, 77. In some cases, these trains were given to him like when he was born by his aunts and uncles or something. So they're older than him. They're like 85 years old.
Yeah.
And so I took the one and I was like, man, I really want to get these things running. So Freebeer, my train buddy here in the studio, said, I got the train place where you got to take it and they're going to get it running for you. Mm-hmm. So I dropped it off there in February and then forgot about it. And I got a call from my train man the other day.
Oh, my God!
And I called him back, and he said, Steve, you're the guy that dropped off a dinosaur and asked me to bring it back to life.
Yeah.
And I said, yes, sir, I sure am. And he said, well, we got it running for you. I was like, well, cool. It only took you 5 months.
Yeah.
Well done. So I'm stopping in to pick up my train today.
She is beautiful.
She
yeah!
is beautiful. They repaired it. They got it running. They oiled it up or whatever you have to do to it. And for the low sum of $55, I'm now the owner of a train that I already own, but it actually runs now. Mm-hmm.
Do you think this upcoming...
You could have just bought a new one.
Oh, no, Kelly. They're worth a lot of money.
Kelly, Steve, this is like a depression train.
Oh, no.
Steve, do you think this... I'm depressed right now.
Yeah, me too.
Do you think this upcoming holiday season, you and I can become train buddies?
Hell yeah.
Because I have my dad's train. It's a 1944 Lionel.
Oh. Dude.
Yep.
We then,
you guys, I didn't even right have now. A dad's train.
Yeah. You're the daddy train boys.
Yeah. Daddy train.
Yeah. Gross. Steve, do you want to pull a train with me?
So then that turned into conversation about how we always dreamed that we would have one of those houses where the trains would be set up.
I forgot about this.
Where it would you know, a little shelf all the way at the top of the wall.
Yeah.
And the trains would drive around,
you know, like we're a daycare or a children's dentist.
Yeah. But then we got real extreme and we talked about how when the train would go like from one room into another room through a little tunnel through the wall, then it turned into Free Beer has to get a custom built fish tank that has a train tunnel through the middle of it. But it has to be acrylic. So you can be sitting there looking at the fish tank, and then you see a little train drive through the middle of the fish tank.
That's easily done. I was just at the aquarium.
Done.
I was just at the aquarium in Toronto, and you can walk under sharks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
it's the same idea, except it's smaller, so it's probably pretty easy.
Yeah, we just have to get in touch with the guys from that fish tanking show.
Oh, my God.
Back to fish tanking.
That show's canceled like 5 years ago.
Well, I'm sure they're still in business.
I bet tanking hasn't been canceled, though.
Yeah.
They probably still make tanks in a funny Italian way.
Well, Steve, you built the little walls for us during COVID, the little plastic, whatever that
I can do it.
Yeah, were those waterproof?
Uh-huh.
Were those?
You could do that.
Just give me a hole saw.
Yeah, and bend it a little. Make
piece of tube.
And a heat gun.
Yeah, yeah, a glue gun.
Yeah, just bend it.
Yeah, exactly.
Heat it up and bend it. It can't be that hard.
Yeah.
Back to fish tanking.
Should be installed by Friday.
It's been a while since we had some good fish tanking.
Mm-hmm. So
we've had a very different morning.
Yeah. That was our big conversation.
Didn't get
this
very
morning.
Deep today, but it got nerdy.
Mm-hmm.
There is not a niche hobby we can't find
that we will be soon uninterested in.
Right.
Yeah.
Who's doing stamps next?
Oh,
no.
Stamps are lame.
Stamps.
Trains are where it's at.
Beat it, nerds.
Yeah. Well, then I came in and then we started to talk about transmissions.
That was the first time I felt like a man today.
Man, we are so cool.
Yeah.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.